Chapter 11. Morgana's Smile. Arthur and Guinevere were married at Camelot in the spring. Hundreds of people came to the wedding and the celebrations lasted for a week. The couple were given many presents, but the best of all for Arthur came on the third day. As he stood in the great hall with Guinevere to greet the guests arriving for the evening banquet, a young woman entered. The hall fell silent and everyone turned to look at her. She had a beautiful face with smooth skin and fair hair that hung over her shoulders. As she walked towards Arthur and Guinevere, the only sound that could be heard was the hem of her dress brushing the floor. The young woman curtsied and held out a small wooden box. "My wedding gift to the king," she said. When Arthur opened the box, he found a ring inside. The ring was made of a reddish-coloured gold and was shaped like a dragon biting its own tail. "It's beautiful," he said. "It once belonged to King Uther," said the young woman. Arthur's hand trembled so much that he almost dropped the ring. "Where did you get it?" he asked quietly. "King Uther gave it to my mother, and my mother gave it to me," the young woman explained. "My mother was the Lady Igraine." The young woman lifted her head and looked straight at Arthur. Her eyes were dark and old like Merlin's. "My name is Morgana," she said.
Morgana," stuttered Arthur. "Then I'm your brother, and you're my sister, and..."
He couldn't think what else to say, so he helped Morgana to stand up and then gave her a hug. The silence was broken as everybody in the great hall started talking at once. Arthur insisted that Morgana sat next to him, and he talked to her so much that his food went cold. At last, Guinevere managed to get his attention.
"You're ignoring the other guests. It's bad manners," she said.
"But I've got lots of questions I want to ask," said Arthur.
"Then they must wait for another time," said Guinevere.
"Tomorrow," Arthur told Morgana. "You're staying the night, aren't you? Stay for a few days. You can come and live here if you like. There's plenty of room." When the meal was over, the dancing began, led by Arthur and Guinevere.
"Morgana is amazing," Arthur said. "When she talks about my mother and father, it's as though I can see them standing in front of me. It's like magic."
Another part of the hall, Kay sat alone, staring at Arthur and Guinevere as they danced. Kay drank so much wine that he hardly noticed Morgana when she sat in the chair next to his.
"Aren't you Sir Kay, the king's foster brother?" she asked.
"That's right," said Kay, without taking his eyes off Arthur and Guinevere. "He used to be my court squire. Now look at him. He's got it all. The crown of Britain, a beautiful wife, a fine castle."
"You sound jealous," said Morgana.
Kay turned angrily. He was going to tell Morgana to mind her own business, but before he could speak, she smiled at him. It was such a wonderful smile that Kay's anger vanished.
"Why should I be jealous of Arthur when I'm talking to the most beautiful lady in Camelot?" he said.
Morgana did spend the night in the castle, but she didn't sleep. Long after everyone else had gone to bed, she stayed by the window in her bedroom. Her shutters were open and moonlight shone on the water in a bowl she held. Morgana lifted the bowl and breathed on the water. First it went misty, but when the mist cleared, Morgana could see a picture of Kay. He was asleep on top of his bed, fully dressed.
"You fool," whispered Morgana. "In the morning you'll think about me, and before long we won't be able to think about anything else."
She smiled as she spoke. It was an evil smile, and Kay would have shuddered if he'd been able to see it.